the event that a vote is required on a debt ceiling deal. And the Republican Attorney General of Texas says allegations that could result in his removal from office are based on hearsay and gossip. More details, SRNNews.com.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschatz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is pretty good for the Memorial Day weekend holiday weather. In fact, I don't know how it could be better. Mostly sunny, comfortable humidity today, high around 83. Partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high 81. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, comfortable days, cool nights. And Memorial Day Monday, high 84. A perfect day with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sass. The search continues for an escaped inmate with a violent record. Officials with the Department of Corrections says Tandian Stoudemire escaped from the Stanton Correctional Facility in Elmore County around 2 o'clock Thursday morning. He's serving a sentence for an attempted murder charge in Montgomery County. If you see him or know where he is, call 911. A report has been released on the fiery crash that killed 8 girls from Tallapoosa County Girls Ranch 2 years ago. The National Transportation Safety Board says speed on a wet road with low visibility is likely the cause of the crash. The pileup happened on I-65 northbound between Greenville and Fort Deposit. Along with the girls from the ranch, a father and his baby daughter were also killed. The crash involved 10 passenger vehicles and 2 commercial trucks. The report describes a chain of events as the trucks and a SUV slammed into the cars, which had slowed down because of minor crashes just ahead. For more news, watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Sab.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed 2 or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details. Hi, this is Michael Stevens with At Ease Massage Therapy. I'm a licensed massage therapist with over 20 years of experience. Massage therapy is proven to counteract nerve pain, muscle pain, anxiety, and depression, and vastly improve sleep and circulation. For the month of May, we celebrate Mother's Day with $20 off gift cards. Improve mom's mood and well-being with a session today. To learn more, visit our website, aemtmichael.com. That's aemtmichael.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I have a personal stylist, and you can too. My Stitch Fix online stylist really gets me. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping. How I want, when I want. Updating my wardrobe with Stitch Fix is so easy. My stylist sends me the most amazing pieces, unique brands and styles I would have never tried on my own. I keep what I love and send back the rest. No subscription required. No commitment. Just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Beeson, Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair, Big Dave Sky. Everybody is here. Sky, how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy Friday.
Looking dapper, everyone. Got your gum going, ready to go.
He's loaded up. Ready to rock.
Ready to go. Ladies, how are y'all?
Why can't I fully see his face?
Because we can't tolerate you and Big Dave seeing each other because y'all start talking about music and stuff.
Yeah.
Stop. Big Dave is about... Oh.
If you tell me one more time...
Yeah, no, Big Dave's already mad at me this morning because I swung the microphone around the pole.
He doesn't like the way that... That's the way you do when you come in here.
I guess it's like a $4,000 microphone. I shouldn't be throwing it around.
Well, you know.
Yeah, Sky
is apoplectic
Sky
right
really
now.
Sky really doesn't understand what's wrong with us up here. But
sorry.
We haven't been trained in the long vaulted, esteemed heritage of professional radio broadcasters.
If I could just get you down here for a week.
You know. My worldview of radio longer. Broadcasters are people that like... scream into the mic. What's the guy from Good Morning? Good morning. That's what I want to do every
Williams.
Day.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Should.
And I want to sleep on a billboard to like raise money for whatever. That was what I thought radio was when I started. So we're starting way behind.
It's not WKRP. It's not.
It's real.
It's too bad.
You told me just another 2 days ago that it was like
that's
WKRP.
That's a running joke.
Okay.
Although some of the characters from the show.
Billboard up there.
For real?
Usually do it in the winter, and you don't like winter.
No, I do not like winter. I'm a hot weather person.
That's a great idea because we could use some money.
We really could use some money.
I'm thinking that Allison should probably spend some days on a billboard.
I think that should happen. I think just get a cute little army cot up there.
Yep.
Let people
wave. We'll
even
get her a sport umbrella so she won't be in the sun.
You know, it's kind of like the dunk contest at the little kids' winter fair or October
fest.
So
we're going to get to throw water balloons at her own
whoever
thing?
Loses that game has to go sleep on the cot at the top of the
up
building.
Up there with Allison.
Yeah, which is Allison.
Yeah, okay. I was going to claim
else.
That's not the role of a woman to sleep on
equality,
a
equality, baby.
Yes.
Because apparently that would be ungodly too, wouldn't it?
Y'all have
just like my yoga pants.
Y'all have been free to
get
do.
Out.
Women are Satan. Now free to do the crappy jobs. That is what feminism has taught me as a guy, that women can now do all the lousy jobs that men had to do.
Unless we don't want to.
But they don't want to do that. That's the thing. Have you ever seen a protest, a lady at a protest going, it's not fair.
I don't get to throw the garbage in the back of the garbage truck. No, they don't. And there's not hardly any. Where's the equity on the back of the garbage trucks?
You know what? They don't do that anymore. They have the claws.
Yeah,
they have the claws, and sometimes they have the lifters.
But we still have a guy who goes and... the lifter truck doesn't come to my part of the neighborhood, apparently. Right. Not cool enough for that. So we have the guys that, like, pick them up and then throw them on the back. So what about that?
So where is the diversity?
I've never seen a female on a garbage truck, although in the sixth grade, Mrs. Butler did put my name on the board because I said I wanted to do that.
And she was against it?
She was against it.
Why?
I had to be quiet for like 5 whole minutes.
For saying you wanted to be? She yes. thought you were being a smart aleck.
Probably.
We need to go back to those days in the classroom.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Like, that's how far we've come. She got her name on the board because she
wanted to do a man's job.
I'm guessing if I know you, you actually probably wanted to do that.
I thought it sounded fun to ride on the back of a truck.
Yes.
All through a neighborhood. It's safe. Why not?
It's like going door to door.
Exactly.
Wave to people, talk to people.
It's kind of fun.
I like talk to the guys that come by my place, give them Gatorade every so often. Yeah.
And we know when they change because we know them.
Okay, what happened to the other guy?
Because we have a new crew. I don't know if this has happened to y'all. We have a new crew of garbage guys, and they didn't appreciate that we had a third garbage can that wasn't protocol.
Ooh, that is against the rules. You got to use the official cans now.
My other guys would take the garbage can.
Because they knew you would give them like a Gatorade and a snack.
Yeah, I do that. Yes, we do.
And they did tell the new guys, hey, if she bakes something, just take it. Say thank you. Drive down the street. Don't put it in your mouth immediately.
So how did you ruin dinner last night?
Well, let's just say that Will was like, hey, Mom, do you think you could help teach me how to make fried chicken tonight? Now, I can make fried chicken.
You can.
So we're going to be making fried chicken tonight to prove my worth as a mother.
When
they ate all my cookies, though.
When you say you can make fried chicken, is it like hit and miss? Like 50-50 chance?
No, it's not. No, I'm good at fried chicken.
So what happened? You're really good at it, but something happened last
Night. Well, you know how you have to time things when they come out of the oven? Mm-hmm. And you realize that mistake, like, why didn't I put a double oven in? Because I forget I have a convection and I forget that I have an air fryer. Do you do that?
I don't cook much.
And I didn't. The vegetables were roasted and good, but they were cold by the time we all sat down.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was lots of laughter and chatting going on in the kitchen. My heart was full. The driveway was like crowded with cars. So I was just kind of taking that.
You don't have the second oven to have the warm setting.
I had nothing to do with the vegetables.
Okay.
Okay. And I had nothing to do with the roasted vegetables. I didn't even have anything to do with the Alfredo sauce.
So you had one job.
I had one job. I made cookies. They ate those.
But what happened to the chicken?
No, chickens tonight.
Chickens tonight.
But so what did you mess up last night?
Dinner. I guess the noodles.
There's something she's not telling us. She is hiding it.
We bought food from Sprouts. It's not made. That's what you're missing. And I thought that it would taste better than it did.
Oh,
and it's on
so
me.
Sprouts
is delicious.
So your cooking last night was like when I brought the pizza in. I'm like, dinner's ready.
Ta-da!
I made pizza from Domino's.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to make fried chicken. And we're going to have fruit, and it's going to be delicious.
Are you going to try to make it, like, not fattening?
No.
You know some women want to do that? They're like,
so horrible. She's not a woman.
And ruin it. You know, like, don't put a real butter in there. Let's put the low fat.
No, we use real butter.
Yes.
But my cholesterol's up, and Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. Allison.
Oh.
I know. I think I'm going to have to take something for it.
But you're so little.
My cholesterol's up.
They're going to find out.
She is little.
But they're
going
to find out that cholesterol doesn't.
Allison,
really,
it's because I
eat doesn't kill you all.
He was saying you don't have to take medicine. I thought he was saying, I said, you're so little. And he goes, no, she's not.
Even if I eat a lot of hard-boiled eggs.
I don't think I think they're going to figure out that cholesterol is like, it doesn't matter.
I'm just telling you that I ate a biscuit this morning in protest.
Right. Well, look, make sure you're saved and then eat what you want. And if you
I'm
go
have
out,
fun when I got there, you know, Jesus will be like, hey,
when we're there,
here you are.
Jesus is like, hey, we got biscuits here.
And I had,
there's no doubt,
he's gonna have real sugar and real wine up there too.
Yes, I'm gonna have to learn how to drink wine when I get there.
Well, it's probably the
you
purest,
think it's better
best?
Wine. It's probably better because most wine, I'm like, ooh, that's that.
I have one red wine. The Shavers are lightweights, but there is one red wine that we enjoy that you perhaps might enjoy.
That they've added sugar to?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't have any idea.
That's good.
I mean, because are you wine or fun drink? Like, it's a party weekend this weekend, so I'm just asking.
Allison's answer will be yes to the question.
I don't... don't know who Scott D.J. am.
Wine and the fun drink.
And 2 to 10.
And 2 to 10. Whatever anybody drinks. Y'all go out and search all the teenagers' cars. If there's anything out there that looks like parsley, it's mine. That's Allison.
Our neighbors do smoke pot, by the way.
Do they?
In no, your because fancy you
remember. Because you remember what it smells like.
Oh, yeah. Two times last weekend, I went outside. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I just stood there and let the wind blow to figure out which side it was coming from. I was like, oh, they smoke pot.
And then you just stayed there.
I did. Like, I did do that, too. I was like, Emmy, 100% come here. Sam just reminds you of New York when you worked there. And she was like, no, I don't smoke. Oh, yes, Mom, you're right.
Y'all totally avoided the whole question of why do women not protest for the right to do the crappy jobs?
I don't think they're always saying like, that a woman...
They're not letting me be an engineer. It's always a really, really good job. They're not letting me be CEO. They're not letting me be an engineer. They're not letting me do this. But they're never like, they're not letting me be a underwater welder. They're not letting me be the garbage guy. They're not letting me be a...
Coal miner.
Coal miner. Thank you. Yeah, it's never that.
If you played the coal miner's daughter right now, I'd be so happy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Take her coffee away. No more biscuits for you either. The cholesterol is clearly affecting her.
I don't know why, but I think it is that maybe perhaps it's just because we don't want to do those jobs.
There it is.
It's very
the
simple.
Truth it's comes not, out at last. Yeah.
So it's really not about equity across the scale. It's I want
options.
That job.
Wouldn't you say that? We want options, and that's an option I choose not to take.
It's very similar to WNBA players complaining that, hey, look, yeah, I'm playing professional basketball, but I don't make as much as he does.
Oh, my word. I'm sorry, everyone.
That, wouldn't you think?
But do you think the garbage guys want to be collecting garbage?
It depends on...
I think there comes a point sometimes that you're like, you know what? I just want a job where I do my job, nobody bothers me, and I go to the house.
And I get a pension, and I get health insurance.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of the jobs that people don't quote-unquote want that the benefits are way better than the jobs that you do want.
Yes.
I would say a small percentage of the garbage collectors maybe were the cute little kids that watch the garbage people come every week or whatever and want to do that, but otherwise...
Do they get paid good? Do you know?
I don't know if they do or not.
They get a decent salary.
Yeah, I don't know if they get paid well or not. I bet it's hard to keep people doing that job. They may get paid way better than we think.
Well, but you're not in a cubicle. You're out seeing the sights.
Talking to people. Helloing to people.
In the rain, but it's a change of scenery. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, according to Glassdoor.com,
yes.
Garbage man... Which should say garbage.
It should be
people.
Garbage person. Garbage 26, them.
26,000 to 51,000 a year.
To 51?
That's
what Glassdoor says.
You're like 51?
The
Allison's
best
like, that is nothing.
Paid made $48,870 according to U.S. News Money. The median salary is $38,500.
Is that national?
That's national according to U.S. News. It's interesting.
I guess it depends on where you live, if you can actually live off of that.
Right.
I think that it is a first world problem that we're even suggesting. I don't want those gritty jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I would like my job. I just want the option to have the gritty job.
That's why the border's open.
That's why the border's... No, you're absolutely right. I'm just saying that. I think we all do that. It's not just ladies. We complain and won't... The job we want, the position we want, the opportunity we want, but we really don't want, because it's always about looking at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got 90-something percent of the people that do this job are men, therefore it's unfair, it's terrible, it's holding out women. Or 90-something percent of the people who do this job are Asian, it's unfair, it's not right, it's holding out white folks. But we never worry about the jobs at the lower end of the scale that are very stereotypical. And we don't want those. We don't want equity in those. We don't want diversity in those. Because, that's not what I really want.
That's interesting.
I'm just asking.
So many questions. So, did you... why are y'all laughing?
We're just ready. Red Top's on.
Oh, already?
Red Top's going to lift us up.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Red Top, welcome to the program. I hope you are having a great Friday. And looking forward to your inspirational words.
Am I on?
You are on. So.
Yes, hello? You are.
Yes, Red Top, you're
hey,
on here.
The only problem with you guys and the garbage collectors, and first of all, y'all have got to be Baptist guilty. Y'all have judgmental on every damn thing. And you do have to pass a test, you know. The big garbage
look, don't get me wrong. I like the regular jobs. I'm very supportive. I personally think the regular job guys, and I do mean guys, one day should, you know how they always want to have a national protest for this, a day without so and so. Imagine the day without working people.
One minute.
Attaching gender to everything. These are garbage collectors. I don't give a damn or just a thought. But I've got a good joke for you guys. And one thing for sure, and you ladies will agree with this, all these trans men that will come want to become a woman, give them a menstrual cycle one time. You know what? They'll cure their butt for it.
Straighten you out.
They need to invent a drug that'll give these men a menstrual cycle, and they will take their damn dresses off.
You got that right, Red Top.
Preach it.
Okay, so I fixed the damn problem right here, man.
All about this.
I'm with you.
I say we make him deliver a baby. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
We're going to have to hold that one over, Red Top. We got to take a break.
See you. Sorry, we got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
For the 4th annual Alabama Poppy Project in historic downtown Prattville to honor our fallen heroes. Over 2,000 bright red handmade ceramic poppies are on display in this free outdoor art exhibit created by Hanson Fine Art and Pottery. Poppies can be reserved for $45 with a portion of the proceeds benefiting nonprofit organizations honoring the fallen and the families they've left behind. For more information, visit alabamapoppyproject.com or call 334-301-0336. This art exhibit runs now through Wednesday, May 31st.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6'8", equal housing lender.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Mayday, mayday. Can I have your attention, please? I want to announce that at Pizza Perfect in May, buy a large pizza at regular price and get a 2-liter bottle of any Pepsi product free. You already know that they have the best pizza buffet in town, which also includes spaghetti, breadsticks, salad, dessert, and drink for only $10 at lunch and dinner on Tuesday, Friday, and all day on Saturday. In May, buy any large pizza at regular price and get a 2-liter Pepsi product free. Pizza Perfect on Coliseum Boulevard in Eastbrook is available for pickup and delivery.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon and Spa in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. and Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. The spa at William Mason has a licensed esthetician and offers facials, waxing, spray tans, and brow laminations and lash lifts. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate. Call 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into Alabama Uncultured Radio. I forgot and failed to say today is a Friday in the heart of God's country. It is the 26th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2023. Hope you've had a good morning so far, and I hope the last 21 hours since we last visited have gone well as well. We've already got some people on the phones. Let's go out to Dana. Dana, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening, and I hope you are well on what was going to be a Femme Fatale Friday, but I don't know where we are now. And I really don't know what Femme Fatale means, so if it means something bad, I apologize.
I've never even heard the word, so whatever.
Oh, it's, yes, we're very, very, very highly educated over here.
Okay. That's because you're in Alabama,
right,
I guess.
Right, yes, right, ma'am.
So, Amy, Beth, oh my gosh, I was so afraid that your meal catastrophe was because I had you on the phone last night.
It's not. It's just because I failed. I just failed.
I was like, please tell me you weren't going to say, well, I was on this call.
Dana, I made the cookies. That was my only job.
That was your job. Okay, good for you. I was afraid.
And
okay,
I poured salad in the bowl.
I know. It's like, everybody thank Mom for going to the store. That's from The Blind Side, anyway. So, anyway, first of all, y'all are such a fun trio. I just need to let you know this. Even on the, I watched the Alabama Unfiltered shows, you know, y'all are just unique. And I love it. Y'all do a great job. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Even with Allison?
With Allison. And Allison, you and I are going to have a talk fest someday because we're going
to
see.
We're going to have to hang out.
Yeah, we're going to see who can rabbit trail the most or remember the first one, you know. You and I will go off in a million tangents.
That's great.
Okay, so yesterday, Amy Beth asked my question, which was, and I want a real discussion and a real answer. You don't have to do it with me on the phone, but why do the political people beat each other up and then say, oh, now be my running mate? And Allison, you cannot say because it's political. I know that. Okay. Everybody knows that. It's just the stupidest thing. I don't get it.
Okay. We can work on it. I got a couple of different reasons. I don't know if it's the right ones, but oftentimes the people we see where they beat each other up and then they make up and get on the same ticket are usually a couple of the front runners. Now, Kamala Harris, her reason that they picked her is, I would argue, self-evident. They were checking the boxes for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and so that's what they did with Kamala Harris. But a lot of times you end up with, well, it's two of the most popular candidates, and in order to not get the other person's people to vote against you, they end up putting them on the same ticket. So you would end up with a Trump-DeSantis ticket, hoping the DeSantis people will still vote for for Trump. That's one of the things they do. The other thing they do is they may still hate each other's guts, but one of the candidates is from a certain area or a state that they really need, and they want those votes to come in as well. So it's kind of, those are very similar, but it's just to have the best chance of winning. They don't really care about each other.
It's a stupid game is what it is. Right.
Yes, so and because they're calculating it based on the fact that they think we're not smart enough to put our feelings aside and vote for the best person at the general election. So they're kind of trying to buy us all off.
Well, it's ridiculous because it's gotten so awful. Nobody wants to listen to it anymore. And it's just, I don't know why we allow it.
Right. Well, you make a good point in because with the elections today, and it's really kind of been this way for the whole entire history of the country, they basically go out and say, Dana is Satan. She's terrible. She's evil. She's Satan. And then the day after, I'm so thankful that Satan has endorsed me and I want her to be my running mate.
Makes no sense.
I know.
Except just the drama. I think they just want to create drama. Without drama, people just forget their lives. And I'm busy. I don't have time for this.
Dana, it's like a drama. Negative advertising.
Uh-huh.
You go out and poll people and you say, hey, do you like negative advertising? And almost everyone says, no, I do not like it.
Yeah.
We ran some polling, golly, way back, and it was about negative ads. And we literally asked about negative ads. Almost everyone said, we don't like them. They don't affect us. We're more likely to vote for the, you know, vote for the other person if somebody attacks them with a negative ad. And then we ran polling that was negative to the exact same people. And almost to a person, and we were talking to hundreds of people, almost to a person, they were swayed by the negative ads. Even though in their mind they said, I'm opposed to it, I don't like it, I'll vote for the other person, it still worked on them.
Wow. That's amazing. None of that makes sense.
Because the political people understand human nature more. And they're like, you know, well, because we like to be mad at people. And we like to believe the worst about people. So they know they can put that out there in different forms and we will swallow it hook, line, and sinker and then be against them. Even though we know we shouldn't be, we still will.
Wow, it's awful. Okay, so the second thing is you can't leave out the spiritual aspect of the evil direction of our country, our company. I mean, our company, our government, because scripture states it's all going to get bad. But the problem is the church is asleep. Church,
yes, ma'am,
is not throwing seeds, and that you're not going to change a heart of any government official or even we the people until Jesus Christ changes hearts. So I get so frustrated and struggle with this strategy thing and who would be best and oh he would be good and this blah 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 when God is sovereign over all. The God is sovereign world and tell people about Jesus.
we're trying to argue about the well, I guess argue over the symptoms and not try to fix the disease.
Exactly. Y'all have a great day. Thank you so much.
Dana, that was a great call. Thank you very much. But that's the hard part, remembering that we don't battle against,
flesh and blood.
Because you're like, how can that person be so evil?
Yeah.
But what we do here matters.
That's right.
That's the tension.
Yeah,
we have
to fight the fight.
That's right.
And point it out. We got to take a break. Great call. Look forward to your calls today. While I look up what femme fatale means, in case it's bad. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership.
Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River Region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to hosts, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is pretty good for the Memorial Day weekend holiday weather. In fact, I don't know how it could be better. Mostly sunny, comfortable humidity today, high around 83. Partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high 81. I think we'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine, comfortable days, cool nights. And Memorial Day Monday, high 84. A perfect day with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're all here, all together. So who all's going everywhere? You're going to the DR, the Dominican Republic, Allison?
I'm going to Punta Cana.
I don't think you can say that on public airways.
Does it sound wrong? It's just where I'm going.
I don't know. What does it mean in Spanish? They speak Spanish there, don't they?
Yeah, we need to ask Eric the dog.
Yeah.
Point of, I think Punta is point.
Okay.
Of
Cana.
Cana.
Maybe it's point of Connie. Who knows?
I don't know. My son's name is Connor. Maybe that's Connor.
It could be Connor.
So yeah, I don't know. I'm just hoping we don't get abducted and kidnapped and poisoned and
don't drink the water.
Is it that? I thought the DR was pretty safe. I mean, it's right there by Haiti.
Well, I've been there before. We went there on a mission trip with Young Life, but and actually, I felt pretty safe, but we were with locals, you know?
I thought the DR was supposed to be safe. I mean, there's like a magic line in Haiti is disaster.
I don't
know. It's fairly close.
Barren.
About right on.
Yeah, I mean, they're literally on the same island.
Yes.
And the magical local line divides the two.
I think Punta Cana is where all those people got
poisoned
with the alcohol.
Yeah, because Punta Cana means poison of the Caribbean. Yes, canned poison.
But anyway, yeah, and so then...
So you're going all week.
So I'll be back next Friday. I'll be in the studio next Friday.
Okay, so you'll be back.
Yeah.
And I'm moving my gaze over to Abs, who apparently is going to abdicate.
I'm going to be here on Tuesday, and then I'm moving daughter number two to her first job.
So you'll be
back
here Tuesday.
To where she's from.
And you'll be gone the whole
week.
And
then I'll be gone.
So the men will have
Wait, you'll be gone what?
Well, I'm moving Wesley to her apartment in Charleston.
I know, but so you'll be gone Wednesday through when?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I think Chris will fry on Friday.
Right. He'll fry him.
But it's where she was born, so it's going to be fun to take her home.
Will you be back the next week?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Okay, so you're going to have 2 days on your own?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, Scott?
Oh, this is...
Whatever I want.
Have you seen that commercial from Progressive?
No.
And the guy's helping one guy like log in and get his insurance, and it takes like 5 minutes. And he looks at the insurance broker and he says, I thought this was going to take hours. What do we do?
Oh, when the insurance guy has all these great things.
And then they go and they do all these fun things. And
then he says, no, I think I'll just stay here.
I just want to nap.
The insurance guy's like, what? We had all this time. Yeah, we're going to do whatever we want.
Okay, all right. Well,
we may do shows, skydive shows. We may do all kinds of stuff.
Lots
River
of
rafting shows.
Well, we'll have our testosterone.
We're just mic'd up.
You're doing all
we're
the
taking
things.
The to-go box in the raft with us. That's what Sky and I are going to do.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to make big day.
Maybe you're
going to
hunt
studio.
With him? Hunt. You
know? Well, there's nothing in season right now, I don't think so.
No, not even.
We could go out and hunt illegally. We could poach.
Okay.
Something like that. We could do some of that on the show since the ladies
you know
are
what
here.
I think
but
you
I want everybody to notice that the ladies have just decided they're going to leave. And who has to work?
That's right.
The man.
That's right.
The man's got to make sure the system stays going so when they decide they can come back and do some work, that opportunity is available.
We'll keep society and civilization going
so I can be free.
Beeson, what? We are working. We are.
That's true.
We are mothering.
Oh, which is the highest
that. We are mothering.
Calling.
We are mothering.
Okay, I'm going to give y'all...
That's
okay.
What we're doing.
You're right, though. I have been trumped.
That was good.
Things we cannot do ourselves.
I'm not going to argue with that.
I just can't help it. The mothering is going to be in some very fun places. Those are the benefits when you say you want to be a mother.
The mothering. I got you.
Did
absolutely.
You say smothering? Oh.
That's what the child says.
No, sir, I did not.
I was trying
although
to
last
move
night
to my
I did get
time.
Eye rolls and I was
did
like,
you?
Okay, well, you know what? Y'all forgot your manners and that's also on me. So we're going to have a little reminder conversation this evening.
Oh.
So it's fine. I just
they're grown though.
They're grown. It's fine. Anyway, I can't help it if that's the benefit that you get to go to the DR with your daughter as a reward for the hard work you've put in to make sure she finished school.
All of that, Scott. All of that.
Yes. I'll say the hard work she put in so she was.
Well,
yes.
Did you
great.
Get her here?
Well done.
Did you take care of her for all those years?
Yes.
Is
yes.
she in one piece and heading off
yes.
to the great beyond?
Yes.
And you made sure she made good grades
that's
and you grounded
right.
her if she didn't?
Yes. Okay. I did all that.
Very good. All right.
My goodness. There were some rough years, I'll say
y'all
that.
Are fantastic.
Girl,
y'all need to
I deserve
take off.
This
there was
situation.
A year one child didn't talk for an entire year. So, yeah.
That's kind of awesome.
It
that
was
could be a blessing.
She's hysterical.
I've raised a few teenagers, so it could be worse.
Like, did you notice I didn't talk? And I was like, yes, I did.
Man.
Did you notice I didn't talk for a year?
Yeah, but just not many words.
Really? Was she doing that on purpose?
Well, just not many words.
And she just was waiting for the time.
But is my talkative? They're all talkative. What am I kidding?
Now she's the most talkative?
No, but it's just funny that you look back over their high school career, their junior high career, and you just think, oh my gosh.
I would give anything for one of mine not to talk for a year.
Thank you. Thank you.
anything.
And hear mothers criticize one another, and you just want to say, hug each other and go, it's going to be all right. Like, I see you.
You're going to get through it.
You're going to get through it. And then they're on the other side, and they're going off to their, like, real job that they're earning money enough to pay for their own life. Like, I am so proud.
Success.
Last question before we go back to the phones. When you go do the mothering at the new apartment.
That we hope we get.
Do you get to, do you, like, we need to put this here and put this here and put that
No,
here.
It's her space.
Totally hers.
It's hers. You, I will help
Amy
get the
Beth
items.
Shaver is not going to say this
to
would be a better place for that.
I'll let you see her room at home. She has decorated all her, painted her wall. She's an artist.
Herself.
Yes, I'll let you see. I have nothing to do. They have good vibes on their own. They know what they want. How am I going to help them if they do what I want? It's their space. Okay. They get to do what they want. It teaches them to take care of themselves.
Exactly what you're saying. But I'm struggling to believe it.
You have
I'll let you see your room right now.
Okay, I'm fine. You Sky doesn't believe it either, do you?
I have a little doubt.
When my oldest son was moved to his apartment, Lori was like, you need to put that over there. This needs to go
Any
over
of my
there.
Kids like, that are listening, can you please like,
and she
text
said,
right now?
You sure you don't want me to help you put all these clothes up? She's like, no, I got it. He just wanted to do it all himself.
Finally, I've got independence. Yeah.
Not great, but he's independent. He's like, I can do it. And I'm like, come on, babe, we got to go. I'm fine with that because I don't want to help put up all those clothes.
Lord, no.
All those womanly projects usually involve me. You know
Notice
what I'm saying?
That? Yeah.
When they're on Pinterest and they come in and they say, we need to do this.
Look at this.
Oh, for the heavens.
They know how to use a drill. They know how to change a tire.
They
know how to change it.
Really?
Yes. I'm raising people to leave my house.
There you go.
Not for my
health. That's good.
I want to help and be fun. This is the fun part we've waited for.
You've earned it. Well done.
So
well done.
That's my point. I'm not joking.
Allison, I mean, do your kids know how to change a tire and use a drill?
Yeah, but see, it's funny because I'm more like Amy Beth. Like, I start saying, are you sure you want to put that there?
She admits it.
I mean, I'm really honest about it, but then, like, Jennings will look at me like she did yesterday when she texted me, and she was like, ho, you better answer your phone. That's exactly what she'll do. She'll be like,
she's heard that somewhere else.
Zip it. And then I'm like, okay with it. But I do offer lots of suggestions.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't need it. I'm good. I've got it.
Yeah.
And what's funny is, though, your daughter probably will end up putting it in the same place you would have.
She just can't give me credit.
No, she's not going to let you tell her that's where. But when you leave, she's going to put it where you would have.
Yeah.
Because that's...
And then when mom comes to visit, she'll move it back where it shouldn't have been.
Just to be annoying.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I think we lost Clark, but we'll get Clark up on the other side.
Clark, if you wanna, that's on me. I'm sorry.
If you want to join the program, the number is 1-800-289-9228. 1-800-289-9228. We got news in the flash and in a flash today.
I got some news in a flash, but hey, let me give y'all a news in a flash real fast.
Okay.
Mr. I'm not sure if I have any North Face clothes, has on a North Face t-shirt.
I did
today.
That. Because I'm honoring Patty Gonya or whatever.
No,
who clearly
we need to
said,
have a burning ceremony.
I've already
Do
bought
we?
This.
Do we?
This is like pouring out your Bud Light. You already gave Anheuser-Busch your money. Don't pour it out.
You didn't have to
Drink
wear it,
it
the next day.
Cook it, whatever.
And it's a rainbow.
I brought it so I can make the point that I'm not burning it because they already made their money off me. They're just not going to make more money off me.
Shame.
I mean, I already have a whole pile of work clothes that are Florida Gators gear that's now work attire.
Burn those.
Can't put all my clothes in the burning pile. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hey, River Region. This is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience.
At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal. Call JB Windows and Siding, your home exterior expert. Siding, windows, trim, carports, awning, roofing, and more. JB Windows and Siding uses only top quality home improvement products. Add low maintenance, beauty, value to your home for years to come. Call JB Windows and Siding today at 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Spring is here. It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. There's sometimes I just feel
like a motherless child.
That's all I am. I'm my wife's employee. I work for my wife. She is the boss. I've been fired, but somehow I wake up still at work. I don't know how that works.
Who was that?
That's not true, is it? I don't know. Who was that, Big Dave?
Steve Travis.
Steve okay. Travis.
Okay. Goodness, he's funny.
Yeah. He goes on because he gets pulled into HR. His wife's over HR, but he says a bad word.
Okay, you can't play it. I got it. There's so many of those good things. I was showing the ladies the Chris Rock video. Chris Rock, that's right?
Yeah.
Chris Rock video from way back on how not to get How not to get your butt kicked by the police.
Oh, yes.
You ever seen that?
Oh, yes,
that is a classic that they could not do today. I don't think he could get away with that today. He might could.
Chris Rock, maybe.
Perhaps. He and Chappelle.
You and I could not.
Maybe. No, we can't even get away with. Okay, you're right. I can't get away with it. I have not seen that video, and I'm not recommending it. I don't think it really exists.
All right.
I know nothing about it, and I did not laugh. I did not think it was funny in the slightest. If there was such a video by Chris Rock.
It did exist.
About how not to get your butt kicked by the police. And I said police correctly.
You did say police correctly.
It's police, is it?
Police. Is it ambulance or ambulance?
Police.
Oh.
It's ambulance.
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 I just crack up when I hear anybody.
Ambulance.
Say the ambulance.
Because it's Southern. It's a Southern thing. And it just, you only hear it in the South that people call
ambulance?
It ambulance. Ambulance. Have you never heard anybody?
No. And
time out. What is it?
I'm the most Southern person here.
Seriously, how does it...
That vehicle with red lights that flashes and takes you to the hospital.
It's the same thing as an ambulance.
That's not important,
sometimes
right?
People call it ambulance, and it's hysterical.
Ambulance.
Is
it an E?
Ambulance.
I think it has an A in it.
Yeah, it does. You just don't stress the ants.
Oh.
But anyway, sorry.
Ambulance.
I'm sorry, I digress.
This guy. It's like laughing at me.
We're all turned.
Like, wait a minute.
They always write it backwards on the top of the vehicle, too, so it's hard to figure out.
What this is.
This guy knows me so well already.
Poor little kids.
Oh, man.
But I can't read it.
That's why they quit doing phonics. All the kids are like, it's Inca, Sunca. Never mind. It's all right.
Man. We need to go back to
what was
phonics.
The news in the Flash? Or the one story?
I don't have it pulled up, but I do.
You had a whole break.
I know.
And you looked at art and watched comedy shows.
Chris Rock.
It
okay, hold
hilarious.
On. I do want. Give me a second.
And in the next hour, mm-hmm. Can I, Allison? Maybe this is part of your news in a flash. I'll wait and see if it is the Target doubling down story.
Well, surely most people have heard that Black Lives Matter is going bankrupt.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a big
hoping you were
bringing that
up.
They were given like $1 billion. How can they be bankrupt? What did they do with $1 billion? Oh, yeah, they bought all those houses
and
stuff.
They didn't sell a mansion or two.
Yeah.
But I really do. Like, where did that money go?
To houses and cars.
It went to Democrat campaigns, didn't it?
But here's the thing. I started thinking. I'm like, really? I guess you're right, but what did they ever say? And I don't know. I didn't follow the movement closely, but what did they ever say they were going to do for the Black community? They raised a lot of cane. Mm-hmm. They brought a lot of tension.
Well, before
attention
them,
and tension.
Mm-hmm. Before the BLM movement, people didn't know that Black Lives Matter. And then they started this, and people said, what? Black Lives Matter. And then other people said, well, yeah, right, of course Black Lives Matter, because all lives matter. And then they stoned them, and so that was pretty much it. It cost like $1 billion.
But I really am curious, did they ever really promise anything? Like, was
yeah,
there
they were
any,
going well, to they were going to destroy the nuclear family.
Yes,
that was one of the things they were going to do.
Okay, absolutely, but I'm for real.
No, that was in their that was on their website.
That was their original.
But I mean that you can destroy the nuclear family without money. So I'm talking about what is all the money for? Because maybe they never promised anything. In which case, then everybody gave. And they knew they were going to get nothing.
I think that Candace Owens had, at the beginning of this, some good things to say that I wish I would have saved. Because that's a great question. They were promising that they would help, but they didn't define how, which meant this was a whole Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
And now they're bankrupt. Now we find out on the anniversary, or are re-reminded, that George Floyd didn't die from external injuries, but was chock full of drugs, apparently.
We need to talk about that.
Autopsy.
Yeah.
But that's a fantastic question. I'm going to go see if I can dig up those old, because there were families that were in the communities that were hurt, and they were speaking out back then saying, where are you now?
You're right.
I need your help. And they did not get any help.